Namanda, bütün 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 namanda.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from Shinran's treatise on the true practice and realization, otherwise known as the Kyogyo Shinsho. Kyogyo Shinsho no mon o itadaku node, gassho o onegai shimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho. Thus, when one has boarded the ship of the vow of great compassion and sailed out on the vast ocean of light, the winds of perfect virtue blow softly and the waves of evil are transformed. The darkness of ignorance is immediately broken through, and quickly reaching the land of immeasurable light, one realizes great nirvana.
Hongan no oi naru jihi no fune ni nori, nenbutsu no shujo o osame toru komyo no taikai ni fukabuto, その上ない功徳の風が静かに吹き、すべての災いをの波は転じて収まる。すなわち迷いの闇を破って、はかりの知ることのできない光明の世界に速やかに立って、仏の悟りを開き、衆生の救う働きを割いていただけるのであると、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。We're here now. I can't believe June is already here. It's already the month of June. We're beginning the summer months are arriving.でまあ、ようやく6月はもう始まったんですね。早いですね。もう夏に入りますね。I know summer is a time when many families like to travel. Is anyone going on family trips this summer? A little bit of travel. Anybody coming to visit you? Traveling to visit? Okay, so summer is a time when many of us do some family traveling. I know when I was growing up, the big thing to do was to pile in the family car and take a family road trip.These days, with the price of gas and everything, people are less likely to drive. Sometimes it's cheaper to go by other means of transportation. I know that for me, one of my favorite ways of traveling is to travel by train. And I'm very happy to be living here in the Bay Area where we have really nice train system. We have the Caltrain and the BART and all different kinds of public transportation to get around on the trains.
まあ、私は車よりまあ汽車、まあ列車でまあ移動するのが好きですから、ここベイエリアに住むのは本当に嬉しいことですね。こういうバートとかキャルトレインとかいろいろな交通手段があって本当にまあ恵まれたなと思います。
Just this past week, we took our two sons. We got on the BART.And we drove up to Millbrae Station and we got on the BART because we were going right into downtown San Francisco. And why would we take our two little kids right into downtown San Francisco in the middle of a work day? Because we had business at the Japanese consulate. We had to go and do some paperwork for our sons, report their birth. And our youngest son, who's just 5 months old, there's certain things you have to go do the consulate. So we decided we would take the train into the city rather than have to deal with parking and so forth. And it was really nice. It was really a nice trip. Once we got downtown, it was a little bit crazy. Downtown San Francisco at lunchtime, lots of people rushing around. The sidewalks are narrow and we have this gigantic double stroller now that we have two kids. One is 3 and the other is almost 3. One is almost 3 and the other is just 5 months. So we have this big stroller. Last night we were at a banquet and somebody said, oh, this is like the SUV of strollers, right? And it sort of takes up the road, right? It's big. And so we're kind of navigating through the busy, lunchtime rush. All these business people in suits are very trendy, downtown San Francisco people scurrying around. And we've got this big stroller lumbering down the sidewalk. But so we have all these different ways of getting around, ways of getting around. It's much easier to drive to San Francisco, certainly, than to walk. I would argue that it's easier to take the train than to drive. It's much easier to move children around the city when you have a big stroller, rather than having to carry them or try to get them to walk on their own. 5-month-olds, that's not going to happen, right? So you got to have some way to move people around, right? And so, for me, ways in which, when you get to ride on something, you don't have to do anything, that's really wonderful. So I was looking at my sons, as we're walking through busy downtown San Francisco, there's lots of noise and things going on. The baby's fast asleep, big brother's kind of nodding off, rolling around. They're totally relaxed, right? Totally relaxed because they're in the stroller and dad's pushing or mom's pushing, right? Just like me, when I'm on the train, if I'm driving, I'm really kind of stressed out a little bit, especially in the city. This is, big city driving on the California freeways. There's people coming in all directions, cutting in and out. You got your Maserati going down, cutting the lanes. You got this heightened state of vigilance. You're really paying close attention. I grew up in Minnesota, small town, where my biggest hazards learning how to drive were two things. One, learning how to drive in the snow and ice. And the other one, in the summertime, when the corn is 6 feet tall or higher, getting lost on the country back roads, driving around. That's the sort of, driving that I grew up with. And so for me, city driving still raises my blood pressure.
私、田舎育ちですから、一番危険とか注意しないといけないのは、まず、ミネソタですから雪、滑りやすいから、そして、トウモロコシ畑が、トウモロコシの木が、2メートル以上高くなるから、その時によく、田舎道に、迷ったりする時はある、こういうことですね。 ですから、こういう都会の運転は今でもだいぶ緊張します。カリフォルニアの特に高速道路に運転すると、本当に緊張することがあります。 So for me, to ride on the train is great because I don't have to do anything. I can just sit there, can play with my kids, or if I'm by myself, I can read a book, maybe doze off and take a nap. So whenever I get a chance, I'm willing to spend a little bit longer getting there if I can enjoy the comfort of riding on the train.
まあ私はちょっと時間が長くかかっても、列車に行くのが私の好きな動きですね。 And so there are many ways to get from place to place in a literal sense, to get from San Mateo to downtown San Francisco. There are also many ways to get from place to place in our lives, right? We want to get a good job, so we have to go to college and study hard, go to college, maybe go to professional school, and then we get our job. And that's another vehicle, right? Another way to get from one place to another.
まあ、体を動かす時もあるんですけど、人生を動かす手段もありますね。例えば、医者になりたいと思ってたら、大学に行って勉強して、また医学の学校に行って勉強して、そして医者さんになったという一つの動きの人生の動きの手段があるんですね。For
us as Buddhists, there's one great journey that we're traveling, one great transportation that we need, and that is our journey to enlightenment, right?
まあ仏教徒としては一つの大きな目的地、人生の目的地というのは悟りという目的地ですね。
So as we're traveling through lives, we're trying to have a smooth journey on our way to enlightenment. And the Buddha's teachings are often described as vehicles. We have the Mahayana, the great vehicle. That's the Buddhism of Tibet, China, Vietnam, Korea, Japan. We have, you know, the Vajrayana. That's the sort of the mystical, esoteric Buddhism. We have these, they're called these vehicles because they take our lives and they transport us to another place, to a place where we can live comfortably and peacefully. まあ仏教はこの乗り物というあの言い方はよく、まあ、仏教の仏様の教えは一つの乗り物として、まあ、大乗仏教というんですけど、その大きな乗り物に乗ってみんなが悟りに届くという乗り物がよく言われますね。So the great vehicle, the Mahayana, is this vehicle. It's called the great vehicle because everybody can ride on it. It's like a train, right? まあ大乗というのはあのみんなが乗れるようなものですね。みんなが例えば列車に乗ってみんなが乗ってみんなで行ける乗り物ですね。And in Shinran's time, in the time of many of our great Buddhist teachers, they didn't have trains, right? They didn't have cars, they didn't have trains, they didn't have airplanes. They had a few kinds of transportation, right? You could walk. If you were lucky, you could ride a horse. Or you could get on a boat. You could get on a boat. And so we often hear in the Buddha Sutras talking about the teachings as a boat that you can get on, this great ship that will carry you across the sea of difficulty and bring you over to the other shore of enlightenment. そして自分の人生は、あの仏様の御教えは船というよく例えますね。まあ昔はあの、まあ、車とか列車とか飛行機がなかったけど船はあったので、みんながよく船を例えて仏様の教えの船に乗ってこういう苦しみの世界をに乗って一緒に渡ることがありますね。
And so in the passage that I read at the start of my talk today, Shinran talks about the ship of the vow of great compassion. The vow of great compassion, that's a phrase that we use a lot here around the temple. But what that refers to is Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is the Buddha at the center of our shrine here. Amida Buddha had this great feeling of concern for all of us. And so Amida Buddha established a promise. He said, I'm going to carry everyone over to the other shore. I want to make sure everybody gets over to the other shore.
そして阿弥陀如来は一つの誓願、あの願い物、まあ、約束をしたんですね。みんなを悟りのところに届きたいということがあったんですね。
So Shinran says, once we get on this boat, of the great vow that we will easily be carried across. We'll be carried across this ocean of suffering.
この本願の船に乗ったら、まあ楽にその悟りのところに苦しみの海を渡って悟りのところに届くというんですね。
So I want to talk a little bit about this idea of the ship.
まあこの船のことについてちょっとお話したいと思います。
So Shinran says, he talks about himself, he says, I am like a rock, I'm heavy with my foolish thoughts, my greed, my anger, my ignorance, they're pulling me down in life, they're causing all kinds of difficulties, they're pulling me into interpersonal conflicts, fights with my loved ones, disagreements, anger, stress, high blood pressure, it's all being pulled down by my foolish thinking.
まあ、親鸞は自分をよく例うんですけど、あの、私の間違った考え方で、その、この愚かのところ、まあ、家族との喧嘩とか、あの、まあ、その、ストレスとかいろいろ上がっていくということがあるので、私は石みたいなものです。
And so, if you put me in the ocean of life, I'm just naturally going to sink down.
私はあのこの人生の海のところに置いたら、私はすぐに一番下のところまで沈んでしまうというんですね。
However, we have the teaching of the Buddha, which is like a boat. So you can think about loading up a boat with heavy rocks, right? You can pile on lots of rocks and that boat won't sink. Those rocks, their natural tendency is to sink down. Just like my natural tendency might be to get angry or frustrated, to...get lost in this ocean of life, but I can put my life on this boat of the Buddha's teaching, of Amida Buddha's great vow. And even though my natural tendency is to sink down, I'll be carried across to the other shore.
まあ私の人生を阿弥陀如来の本願に乗せたら、楽にこの本願のお浄土に届くということですね。
So we're taught that this ship carries us over to the other shore, to the other side, where we can enjoy a life of peace and happiness. Today we're gathered here this morning to remember loved ones who passed away in the month of June.
私たちが今日この6月にお浄土に往生した先方者の愛している身内の方を偲ぶためにここに集まっていますね。
The purpose of our Shōtsuki Hōyō service is not to say prayers for these people, not to try to chant the sutras for them, but rather to enjoy the comfort and peace of mind knowing that in their life they lived comfortably riding on that vow of Amida's great compassion and now have been carried over to the other shore. They've arrived in the realm of awakening, and whether it was 1 year ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, that they continue to at once dwell with Amida Buddha, but also come forth and work in our lives, helping us to stay on that comfortable ship. They guide us through our memories, through the kindnesses that they brought into our lives. In all of those ways, they're still very much present, very much a part of us, reminding us that we too are on this boat and that we too will be carried comfortably to that other shore, to the destination of Amida's great wisdom and compassion.
そして、まあ、私たちがここに忍ぶために来た先方者は、みんなその阿弥陀如来の誓願の船に乗って、お浄土に届いて、そして私たちに導く形として、私たちがその同じ船を乗るように導かれていますね。
So as we remember those loved ones, let us not think that they are far away from us, that they're distant from us in our lives. But let us remember that though they have crossed over to the other shore, they continue to come forth into our lives, guiding us and supporting us.
この先方者は確かにそのお彼岸、その阿弥陀如来のお浄土に渡ったんですけど、そのところから私たちのところに働きかけて、いつも私たちのところにおられるということですね。
With that spirit, I invite you to join me in the gassho as we reflect on our own journey and how we are guided by our loved ones.
じゃあ自分の、お浄土への歩みと先方者の導きを感謝しながら念仏をしましょう。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿